Are you sure? Interesting title for an episode. And what that means, you will find out shortly. But I will start with a question. Let's assume you have a password with 4 characters. How long do you think a hacker with the appropriate equipment would need to crack this password? Think about it briefly. And with this opening question, I welcome you to episode number 13 of our podcast, Success is Not Luck. And today, it's about the topic of security. And what that has to do with time management, I'll reveal to you soon. Part one is about passwords, and you should definitely listen to it. And part two is an additional bonus on how you can secure your data even better. Regarding time, 2 points. Have you ever forgotten a password? Have you ever tried to gain access? How long did that take? Just imagine if you no longer had access to passwords because someone else changed your password. Any more questions about time management? I don't think so. But it has a very simple organization and structure to solve this issue. And that's what today's short episode of the podcast is about. Are you sure? And at the very end, I can already tell you, you'll be sure with very simple means. Let's return to the initial question. Suppose you have a password with only 4 characters. How long does it take to crack it? Do you have a number in mind? Any idea? I'll tell you. It's 0.00 seconds. Fascinating, isn't it? It barely takes the blink of an eye to crack it with the right software. How does it continue now? Suppose you did not have 4 characters, but you used 6 characters. Yes, 4 instead of 6 characters makes a significant difference. With 6 characters, it is already 11 seconds. With 8 characters, it is 14 hours. Whoa! Now we are making big leaps. With 10 characters, it is actually 189 hours. And with 12 characters, it is over 1 million years. Now it becomes clear. How long should your password be at a minimum? Over 1 million years makes total sense. 12 characters make total sense, especially since these data are from the year 2023. Computers evolve further, and especially artificial intelligence evolves extremely. And I guess that we can make significant reductions every year here regarding hacking passwords. So it should be as long and as complicated as possible. And I absolutely want to dedicate this episode to someone, namely to my dear wife, Andrea. 2 weeks ago, it happened again. She was looking for the password to a very, very old account. And I love that questioning look with a mix of, how should I know this? Did I choose this? Or also, I didn't do anything. I didn't change it. It must have been back then. Maybe you know people. You all are, of course, completely exempt from such situations. But maybe you know someone who goes through something similar. I then told her, well, just get a specific system. I started to explain a specific system to her. Then she said, you'll have to explain it to me again, calmly. Write it down calmly. And my dear darling, this episode is for you. This is your step-by-step guide. And all of you as listeners can benefit from it, listen to it, and implement it. You will see, it is incredibly simple. They are all stored there. Moreover, I don't need to type anything anymore. because I have Face ID. In that regard, Marcus, why should I bother about passwords? But even that doesn't prevent that there might be a password behind it, that this password manager is protected with a password, and you might need the actual password here and there. Who doesn't know it? Paying with a credit card? I myself am now only used to holding my phone up to hold the payment machine up to the device, and it's paid. But very rarely does it happen that they say, no, you need to insert your card, and then that silly prompt appears. Do you know that? And that's how it is for you when you suddenly only use facial recognition, my God, face recognition, and other things like fingerprints, but no longer know the actual passwords. And how cool would it be if you still knew every single password? Think about changing a phone. Think about changing a computer. Yes, today it's all relatively straightforward. I just switched computers again and I'm amazed by Apple, how easy it was. And then there were these two or three accounts where I had to input the password, had to type, and I was very happy to have a corresponding system. I recently discussed this with a good friend, and he told me, Marcus, it's no problem for me because my password has been working without issues for 10 years. I can't forget it. Yes. And just like you were mentally looking, I also looked and said, you have one password for everything? Yes, of course. He says, one password for everything is the simplest. I can never forget it. I believe that's the biggest security risk one can take. And now go ahead. A small test. Unfortunately, I can only describe it for Apple users. I'm sure it also exists on Android. I would be very grateful if you could write to me via Instagram about how it works for Android users, or if there is a query about it on the internet. Then I'll gladly post it on my page for all Apple users. You go into Settings, Passwords, and Security Recommendations, and you will find a list there with compromised passwords. If it is not enabled, you should definitely enable it. And this way, you'll be notified if your password has been found in any data leaks. And I can already tell you, you will be surprised at how many data leaks have involved your passwords. And in the worst case, your password. So, what does a good password look like now? We have just learned that a good password should be at least 12 characters long. It should naturally have a certain complexity and consist of letters, numbers, and special characters. With no restrictions, please. Your own names, the names of your loved ones, your family, your birthplace, simple words, your pet, children's birth dates, and similar things. All of that is off limits. Any data, words, and numbers that can be directly linked to you are off limits. And also taboo are those fantastic passwords that start with a 123456 or even QWERT. And if you're wondering, what kind of silly password is that? Take a look at your keyboard, one of the most used passwords ever. The letters are next to each other on the keyboard. QWERT, don't use that. Those are the first things hackers test. And if your password 12 contains QWERT, or 123456, you can basically cross that out and say, okay, my password is only 4, 5, or 6 characters long. And we just went through how quickly that can be cracked. Now comes another challenge. For each login, for every single one, you should have a separate and unique password. Don't worry, how it works and what kind of system it can be, I'll explain to you in this podcast in a moment. And the complete password, of course, should not form a meaningful word that can be guessed. I already know that some of you will start thinking, it's so hard to come up with good passwords, and I can't remember them at all. If I have to remember a different password for each access, how am I supposed to do that? I have to write them down somewhere again. Well, and the list, that's kind of tricky again. I will now reveal to you a system for this, which I also use myself in a slightly modified way. Think of a sentence that you can easily remember. It can also be a sentence you use often, a saying that is not now. Everyone guesses who deals with you and thinks that could also be a password. Let's take an example and say, as an example sentence, real estate is the economically perfect solution for my pension in the year 2040. Exclamation mark. That would now be the following password. We use the initial letters of each word in this sentence. Immobilien sind die wirtschaftlich perfekte Lösung für meine Rente im Jahr 2040. Exclamation mark. So capital L for Lösung, small f, small m, capital R, small I, small j, capital J. Sorry, we have reached ja. Then comes 2040 and the exclamation point. In this case, we would have 16 characters. That's already pretty cool. The system I am now explaining to you is based precisely on that. Just for this podcast, we're using a shorter wordplay because I don't feel like reading out 16 characters every time, and it would also only confuse. So please, this is just an example. You absolutely do not use such a short sentence. Our short example sentence is, I love real estate. Abbreviated with capital I, lowercase l, capital I. I love real estate, and to make it a bit more complex now, exclamation mark, and we have the year 2024, and take the 24. So our example sentence is now capital I, lowercase l, capital I, exclamation mark, 24, and we will build everything on this now. We want to log in to Facebook as an example. Facebook, and now this example system comes in, and you can vary this as you like. From Facebook, we take the last letter as the start of the password. That's a K, Facebook. And the lowercase k is now the first letter of our password. The first two letters of Facebook, capital F, lowercase a, are the last letters of our password. Let's do an example. So the last letter of Facebook, lowercase k. Now comes our password, capital I, lowercase l, capital I love real estate, exclamation mark 2, 4. And now the password ends with the first two letters of Facebook, capital F, small a. So K-I-L-I, exclamation mark, 2-4-F-A. Same system, new example, Instagram. Last letter of Instagram, the lowercase m. That's how our password starts, lowercase m, followed by our phrase I-L-I, exclamation mark, 2-4. And what comes after that? The first two letters of Instagram, capital I, lowercase f. Last example, Amazon, but now I think you've already figured it out. Amazon ends with an N, and a small n is our first letter, N. Then comes Ali24, exclamation mark and Amazon. I would say that's always written in lowercase, but now you can choose that for yourself. In my world, at the end of the password, you would have a lowercase a and a lowercase m. So Ali24, exclamation mark am. I'm just imagining how you're listening to all these letter combinations that I'm reciting here. But you've surely understood the system behind it. Otherwise, please pause the podcast now. Pause, rewind, 3-4 minutes, get a piece of paper and a pencil, and follow it again with a piece of paper and pencil. If necessary, slow it down to 0.75 or 0.5 times speed. It probably sounds funny. And follow this system. And please don't do this with the short password, I-L-I, exclamation mark, 2-4, but with your long, long sentence that you have found for yourself. Our example sentence above, real estate is the economically perfect solution for my retirement in the year 2040, exclamation mark, had 16 characters. If we now always add 3 characters of the respective login according to the system, complement, we would have 19 characters, That would be pretty cool. So we were just at the point where the note says the password needs 12 characters, or the hacker would require over 1 million years to crack the system. We are relatively on the safe side with that. Now, one more thing comes into play. In every login, wherever possible, you should use what's called two-factor authentication, activate. This way, you not only have your password, but also an additional instance. This can be an SMS or an authentication app, for example. That can be from Google. There are others too. It can be a push notification to your phone. It can be various systems. Wherever possible, I believe it's no longer possible without it at banks. Please activate it. And then you have a super secure password. And simultaneously, you have a second security level possible only with your device. And such an authentication app also needs some password, some encryption. You now know what system it might look like. And then you have a great system. And even if you're traveling and say, I need to quickly go to an internet cafe, I need to access something from my emails, the phone doesn't work for some reason, I need to access some file. And there you have no facial recognition, no fingerprint, nothing at all. Still, it would be possible with this system. Log in there because you have every password ready. And you don't need to set aside an entire day to change all the passwords. Start with this one. Yeah, hint I gave you about the compromise passwords. You should change those first. And then, simply, whenever you have a moment at any login, go to change password and change it to the new system. Habitually, we will only need it for 10, 12 pages anyway. For everything else, you won't type it in that often, or you don't visit those pages so frequently. But these pages should be properly protected. With that, you have a great structure. And now comes a tip. Two, this is also related to passwords. In this case, it also initially refers to Apple users. And also, please, for the others. Whoever is familiar with this, please message me on Instagram. I would be happy to post the solution for everyone who, unfortunately, cannot use Apple devices or are unable to. This concerns the computers, whether it's a MacBook, an iMac, so the computers from Apple. Apple offers an in-house encryption program called FileVault. Written FileVault, FileVault. When setting up your computer, you will be asked if you want to activate it. Sometimes you're tempted not to activate it. I absolutely recommend activating it. What happens by doing so? The computer automatically encrypts all data on the computer. So if the computer is lost, stolen, or anything happens to it, no one can access it from outside. When it's opened, you need your password. Without your password, not only is the computer locked, but your data is completely encrypted. It requires a bit of RAM and some processor activity to always decrypt and load the data. But with modern devices, you don't notice it at all. So, it makes no difference. And now comes a little fun fact that shows you how good this system from Apple is. This is no joke. This is no toy. This is rocket science. With one password, your computer is virtually uncrackable. And for that, I will link you to a funny article in the show notes, and it's from last year. And it's about how the State Criminal Police Office Baden-Württemberg, at the suggestion or request of the Public Prosecutor's Office, I don't know which one, was told this iMac or iPad, MacBook. That was it. We have this MacBook because of something. It says in the article, we secured it. We want access to the data. And the State Criminal Police Office checked it and then informed the Public Prosecutor's Office that there is no prospect of success in cracking this Apple system. Even removing the hard drive and using a special technique, I think it's called brute force or something similar. So trying to connect externally to this hard drive and read it somehow brings no prospect of success. I'll link the article for you. It's really fascinating what Apple has achieved. This shouldn't incite you to do any nonsense. It should simply emphasize how you can significantly improve the security of your systems with simple means and what password you will have for your computer in the future. And use the encryption. That should be clear by now. And now it's not that complex anymore. And those who initially thought, oh my God, how am I ever going to come up with passwords? And then one for each one. And how am I supposed to remember them? Now you're able to do it. And I would like to ask you to pause for a moment after this podcast. Think about your sentence, or take it as a mental task for the next 24 hours. But then also have your sentence. Write it down. Write it down just for yourself. You can also do it mentally, that it becomes second nature to you. And either this system with the last letters and the first two, or as you like, you can of course modify it simply and say no, but I will take the last two and the first, or I take the third letter from Facebook and the second to last. So this is your system, which you can customize for yourself. What is important is that remember it yourselves and don't tell anyone else. And then it is super safe. And then it is no longer complex. And by the way, it's also not complex at all to give this podcast 5 stars. Sharing this podcast is not complex at all. And I think this episode really extremely useful, even for all the people who do not primarily deal with time management, with organizational structure, etc., but to whom you simply do something good and say, look here, with very simple means, can you take action here? By the way, also a great small talk topic for next time. For all those who have an iPhone, go to settings, passwords, compromising, and look, there is a number indicating how many passwords have already been found in data leaks. Fascinating, I promise you. And then you can explain your cool system, or even more simply, you say, here is the step-by-step guide. Success is not luck, podcast episode number 13. And maybe mention that the other episodes are quite cool too. Thank you for listening. And the podcast is called Success is Not Luck. But always remember, today is a good day to be happy, especially if you have protected your data. See you in the next episode.